You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And I just wanted to bring you this little bonus episode of Spotlight On this week because I went to see the Carlton Operatic Society's production of Shrek the Musical, which is on at the Theatre Royal in Nottingham until the 7th of May. And, well, I thought you should know why I think you should go and see it too. Now, I should start by saying that I am quite a fan of Shrek the Musical. I saw the original London production years ago, and I've watched the film version of the original Broadway show countless times, so I know Shrek pretty well. And with that in mind, I am happy to report that this is a really impressive production from Carlton Operatic Society. It's slick, it's polished, it's grand, it's lively. It's especially impressive given that this is an amateur dramatics group. In fact, I barely even want to mention the word amateur here because I think it tends to lead people into expecting something that is a bit ropey or substandard in some way, and like this version of Shrek is anything but that. The vocals were all really well performed, the band were phenomenal and brilliantly led by musical director Chris Rees, the scenery was gorgeous to look at, the stage sounding and lighting design were crafted really nicely, and the costumes could have been lifted straight out of any of the professional productions that I've seen of Shrek before. And then the cast were amazing too. I think Chris Wilson, Charlotte Barrington and Mark Coffey Bainbridge did a fab job as Shrek, Fiona and Donkey respectively. Like the show and story really rests on you buying into them as characters. But more than that, like as authentic versions of the film characters that we all know and love so much. And I think they achieved that really well. There were some great acting choices made throughout the show. Like Mark put all the comedic timing and delivery that you'd expect from Donkey as a character. Charlotte was witty and charming as Princess Fiona. And Chris Wilson offered a really convincing story arc for Shrek, from the angry, monstrous moments to his really heartfelt declaration of love to Fiona at the end of the show. And to do all of that while wearing literal ochre makeup and prosthetics is no mean feat at all. I also have to give a special mention to Ella Greenwood, who provided the singing voice of the dragon, because her voice was incredible. And also David Burt as the Captain of the Guards and Jonah Williams as the wolf. Like, the entire ensemble cast were brilliant, but those two really just stood out to me as kind of miniature scene stealers whenever they were on stage for whatever reason. They just put a smile on my face. Side note, I was also pleased to see that some of the more dated language that was used in the original Broadway production to describe the wolf in particular, who obviously is seen wearing a dress and heels and makeup, it was nice that that had been altered or removed. There are a few moments in Shrek that feel a bit culturally dated, for want of a better word, and it's reassuring that these changes are being made so as not to alienate or offend audience members. I mean, I will say there are still a few things that you just wouldn't get in the show if it was being written today. Like fatness and body size are used quite a lot as the punchline of certain jokes at times in the show, but of course that's kind of more of a comment on the overall script rather than this particular production. So take what I'm saying with a pinch of salt. It's just worthwhile mentioning these things because the musical is nearly 15 years old, and I'm pleased when conscientious decisions like removing potentially offensive language are made. So great work all around, and like I said, Jonah Williams played the wolf brilliantly, and also I really liked his shoes, just saying. I also, of course, have to mention Graham Ward as Lord Farquaad. We know we love a villain, but people really love Lord Farquaad, and how can you not? I won't spoil how the character is done on stage if you don't know already, but Graham Ward played the part brilliantly. He had the audience in the palm of his hand from the very moment he stepped, or rather knelt, on stage, so very, very well done there. And very well done, I think, has to be kind of the main takeaway from this production. As I said, it would be an impressive production anyway, but the fact that this is an amateur cast putting on a show of this scale and achieving it, more to the point, is really something to behold. By the time we were at the I'm a Believer encore, you could tell the cast on stage were just having the best time, and that was reflected back by the audience. We were up on our feet, we were singing and dancing along, and I can't imagine that anyone left the building without a smile on their face after seeing that, which is exactly what you want from a show like Shrek. And it's more important than ever because I do have the feeling that quite a high proportion of the audiences who are going to go and see Shrek won't necessarily be regular theatre goers, or more specifically, musical theatre nerds like myself. I mean, Shrek is weirdly a real musical theatre lovers musical, and it has loads of clever intertextual references to other musicals, like the Defying Gravity riff at the end of Welcome to Duloc, or the Les Mis moment in Let Your Freak Flag Fly, or the Little Gypsy reference when Mama Bear is singing at the start of the show. And I'm gonna be honest, most of those moments went over the audience's head a little bit, which, as a theatre fan myself, is a bit of a shame to see. But at the same time, it doesn't matter because there's so much else to sink your teeth into, and Shrek is precisely the kind of show to draw audiences into the theatre who might not be there otherwise. And that is so, so important, particularly after the last couple of years. It's so nice to see a wide range of people back in the theatre, and that includes children as well. There was a really high turnout of younger audience members, from really young children to teens who had gone out together for an evening, and that was so lovely to see. Though what was really interesting was listening to the number of parents explaining the plot of Shrek to their younger children at the interval. It really hammered home the fact that the original film came out over 20 years ago, and for a lot of them, it was the parents who have grown up with Shrek and wanted to come and see the show way more than their children did. But that is just a testament to what a pop culture staple Shrek is, and that it's been translated into a musical that is now bringing people into the theatre is kind of just the icing on the cake for me. So if you want to see Shrek the Musical for yourself, it is on at the Theatre Royal in Nottingham until Saturday the 7th of May. Tickets start at £17.50 and go up to £30.50, with discounts available for students, under 25-year-olds and over 60-year-olds at all performances throughout the week. You can find out more and book tickets following the link that is here in the post. And you really should go and see it if you can. It's such a fun production of what is always a surprisingly good musical. Like, I could record a whole other podcast episode about whether Shrek needed to be adapted into a musical or not in the first place, but the actual music by Janine Tesori is so lovely and it wins me over every single time. I genuinely love it. And the performers from Carlton Operatic Society really do it justice in this show. Like, this is the first production that I've seen from them, and I am already counting down the days until their next show, which, if you're interested, will be Kinky Boots next year. So that's very exciting and something for you to look forward to. But for now, make sure you catch Shrek at the Nottingham Theatre Royal before the 7th of May. Right, well, on that note, I will say goodbye for now. If you want more musical theatre content, I will be back on Sunday the 8th of May, twice, first at 6pm on urn1350.net for Showtime, for a whole hour of glorious musical theatre tunes. And then I'll be here again at 7pm straight after that with a brand new episode of Spotlight On to let you know exactly what's going on in the wider world of musical theatre. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, goodbye.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.